Well, to have a free society means you're going to have freedom, and so you have to define what you mean by freedom. And I would like to hold that off for just a few minutes, but first of all, I will give you a definition that I used to coin in a speech I gave, in which I, after examining what it is people did in the name of freedom, I had come to the conclusion that what people mean by freedom is that freedom is the right for each and every individual to do exactly what I think best. Now, I thought that was very funny at the time, and it usually got a laugh when I gave the speech and everything. But I'm coming to think that as I grow older and hopefully wiser, that that isn't as far off the mark as I used to think it was. And we'll come back to it in a minute, not as a precise definition, but to try to match it up with the things as they are in the real world that exist. First of all, recognizing that freedom does mean something different to every individual. Each person will conjure up a different conception of freedom. The thing we don't realize, I think, in looking at it superficially, is how much variance there is from one individual to the next in thinking of freedom. I might quote a definition of freedom, for instance, and we might find that most everybody in this room agrees with the definition of freedom. But then conjure up a society based on that concept of freedom, and your idea may be totally different than mine, or at least different to the point that there will be enough contradictions between the two conceptions to make one of them have to give way to the other, and that's the important point. Obviously, if freedom, for instance, is a condition in which everyone has total control of his property, as Andrew Galambos has defined it, then you could, in that context, conceive of what you would do with total control of your property, and that, of course, would be different than what I would conceive of, but there's nothing contradictory between those two conceptions. Where the contradictions might come in is when you suddenly determine in your own mind what is your property. And I start thinking of what is my property and what total control means and things of this sort, and we might find that there is a great deal more variance than we thought. Let's just lay that idea for a minute and come back to it for a second. Recognizing now why this is so. Well, because morality is a subjective concept, because each individual perceives the world from his own subjective standpoint and then comes to a conclusion as to the code of conduct that will make him happy. And this is an entirely different look at the world than the person standing next to him has. And this also involves what he would like other people to do and the way he would like other people to arrange their lives to suit him. Now, as I've been trying to get across, the realistic view of the world is to recognize people as they are, as the given premise, and then determine what you're going to do with the area you do control, your life, in terms of things as they are, instead of trying to rearrange society. But whenever you talk about a societal system, meaning a free society, a social structure of any kind, you are talking about how you are going to rearrange the lives of other individuals, how you will, in fact, frustrate the desires that they would otherwise express were they free to do so. You are going to have to frustrate the desires of other people. If my only concern is to protect my own property, it means I am going to a certain extent, have to frustrate the desires of those who would steal my property. Well, that's all right. I'm right. They're wrong. So I don't need to feel badly about the fact I'm frustrating somebody else's desire, do I? But I'm not right as far as he's concerned, and so we're begging the issue to a little extent. Let's come back to that in a moment, too. Recognizing for the moment now that freedom is based upon your concept of an ideal society. What do you feel the ideal society would be? This is how you interpret freedom in your mind as the societal condition in which you would like to live. But each person's concept of that ideal society is going to be based on his own subjective outlook, his own subjective view of the world, and that's why it's bound to be different from the next. Now, because the only way you can protect yourself from the individual who would take from you what is yours, the thief, the murderer, whoever it may be, because the only way you can protect yourself against him is with force, whether defensive or initiated, you still have to use force if he's determined that he's going to get what's yours. Then you come again to the realization that any kind of a society that is created is going to have to dissatisfy some people. That certain individuals are going to be very upset about the kind of society that you have created and called a free society. Now, we can all take a vote and decide that we're right and they're wrong because we're not practicing coercion and we're respecting property and we're doing all these other things. But it doesn't change the reality of the thing that some people will be dissatisfied. Now, let's look a little bit further. Because of the subjective nature of perception, knowledge, morality, and the fact that society will be one given way at any given time,